Blog Talk Radio.
It's about 3 a.m. and I need some love, some of that good stuff, that kind of thing that give me a head rush. When I get to the crib, I want you to make me scream and holler, baby, pop your collar. You can even drop a few of them dollars, but don't bother, just feel me. As we caress, I rub your chest, we put this love thing to the test. My nose is wide open, damn, your love got me impressed. And if I had to know how you was gonna do it, I would have loved you a whole lot sooner. You touch me, I touch back, we attack, 20 sheets from the back, feel the blast in the dash, roll the grass. Go to the mall, spend a little bit of your cash, baby, don't hesitate when it's time to get mama some more of that ass. Cause I'm a female gangster and I need love too. Hear what I'm saying, I put it down like this for you, 20 G and JB, now we just saying we have penetrate you, give you all this tender love and care, being there to satisfy your every need, and when you wanna talk, you could just call JB, make you feel like a man when you wanna, but if you start to cheat, then you's a goner, cause I can give you everything you need, see from your head to your feet, I got those recipes to satisfy your needs, to make you bounce out of your mind, bring it back one more time, so I can bust another funky rhyme, and for you to press that tape and rewind, on another time, now riding for my man, is what I do, and keeping the truth top notch is what he do, I thought you knew, coming in red or blue, I'll get busy if I really have to, so. You, boo, will only be true to a few. The game, the grind, it's taking all my time, but that do not mean that we cannot whine. I want your love every minute of the hour. Up on stage, hear my name being hollered. Listen up, baby, check it here. I'll be back around your way about this time next year. And with this love comes responsibility. So a contract, you see, I feel it's necessary. For the relationship of baby, I ain't asking for much. Won't even trip, just be around when I touch down. In the town of the Magic City with the SOS band, we dub tracks and living fatty. You see me on TV, MTV, busting rhymes. It's where I'm gonna be, baby. Disappoint you, could you still love me? Cause you know I'll never hurt you or try to front you. Always had your back through the thick and thin. See, even when you were jumping in and out the pen, sending letters and money for commissary. So while you play dominoes, you know you had no worries.
I'm out here on the streets trying to get my hustle on. So when you touch them, baby, you can come on home. Don't listen to that he say and she say, cause when you think about it, they trying to get it all way. Love making, body breaking. The way you rub your fingertips down my back, baby, keep me shaking. And haters can't understand how a female hustler like myself can have you as my man. Yeah, we had our differences, but see, we went from negative to positive. So let me know.
Love a female G was the question, y'all. I love it. I love it. You can call in and tell us what you think about what you just heard, or you can leave us a comment. Don't be scared to subscribe to the channel. Hey, listen, you can also go subscribe over on Facebook at Talk to Tracy Brooks, Go Get Her Lifestyle. Hey, you can also check us out on YouTube. Yeah, we got a YouTube channel. We actually have two. One is GB2K. It's sort of a variety community channel. And then we also have the Talk to Tracy Brooks. Then I also have Twinfotainment Web TV. Go check us out. It's me and my twin sister who did this song with me. I hope you guys enjoyed it. But here's a little bit of information about you saving your life and saving your family, okay? So let's get into it.
Greetings. I'm Shelley Bowling, Administrator for the Global Reset. Soon, you will be facing the most critical life-threatening situation you have faced in your lifetime. It is the collapse of the New World Order.
Let me say that again.
Greetings. I'm Shelley Bowling, Administrator for the Global Reset. Soon, you will be facing the most critical life-threatening situation you have faced in your lifetime. It is the collapse of the New World Order. Everything tied to that system will be gone, including the old fiat monetary system and the government as you know it. However, in the midst of these dramatic changes, there is a safe haven that has been created for you. It is known as the Global Reset, and you can place yourself under protection from the collapse through what Dr. Hindu I.L. Henderson and the Global Network have put in place as a replacement of these systems. You access that protection through what is known as indexing. Please check out our website at sovcpr.com for more information.
That's right. You got the information, y'all. You got that information? I hope you enjoyed that information. There will be more that I will be sharing, but listen up here. Really quick, I wanted to touch on something that touched my heart yesterday, and it was like, it was just sad to me. Right out the clear blue as I arose, it said, don't touch the ice. And I'm like, what you mean? It was like, stay out of the ice, stay out of the snow. Because I woke up and there was snow on the ground. And my first thought was, ooh, snow. And then my instinct kicked in. And I watched what would normally be like frost, you know, sickles, icicles falling on the ground. These were like little drops of ice falling on the ground. And God said to me, something ain't right. Something ain't right.
And then I had to go deeper. So I started to share this message with you all yesterday. And I guess I had to sleep on it. I had to meditate on it. So here's the word. It's five ways. And ice is the low vibrational activity. Some people may call it a sin, but it's low vibrational. And I'll break this down in five steps of staying out of the snow, staying out of low vibrations, staying out of sin. Okay? That's what I'm going to talk about real quick. So let me drop this knowledge for you. Okay. First of all, let me say my condolence to my cousin, Marita, and her family. I lost my cousin to a tragic accident this Saturday. And my heart goes out to him. We do have a GoFundMe page because this was unexpected. Let me just say something. Nobody ever expects to bury their son. And he was my baby cousin. He was 21 years old, y'all. He just passed away literally days after his 21st birthday. So we have a GoFundMe for her. You guys can go find that on GoFundMe. Tyler Lang. Tyler Lange Memorial Fund on GoFundMe. I'll post that in the description down below. Now, getting back to what God had to show me. Don't step out into the snow. Stay out of the snow. Stay away from that sin. I know it was tempting. I know when you rose up and you saw the snow, you want to go make ice angels and all this stuff. But what he said was, you see all that out there? That's just a distraction. That's a distraction. So the ice correlated to me to sin and distraction and low vibrational activities, low vibrational people. Now, this live broadcast may go longer. You can stick with me and continue to listen. But I got to get this out. So, what are some of the ways you can recognize that you're about to step out into the snow, that you're about to step out into low vibrational activity, that you're about to get into some sinful activity? First, you won't feel right. You might even second guess. Yeah, the music had to stop for that. You might even second guess what you're about to do. Or you might go talk to somebody before you do it. That's one way. And we can go deeper. If you like to go deeper on these ways of recognizing how to stay out these five steps, let me know. The second step is to focus. Focus on what is it you're supposed to be doing versus what the distraction has lured your eyes to. See, when I rose and I saw the snow, I was excited to go out there and get in it, right? Some said don't do it. Some ain't right about this ice. Some just ain't right. And that was my gut feeling. And that kept me out of the snow. Okay? So focus on, and I went back to doing what it was I need to be doing, which was getting into my meditation and doing my daily work. Okay, so you have to focus. That's the second step. Focus on what it is you're supposed to be doing. Stick with me, y'all. Stick with me. Focus on what it is you're supposed to be doing. Okay? I got a reference here in the Bible, and y'all know I'm not a thumper. No, I'm not. But I'm a realist, and I'm going to keep it real with y'all who do come here and want to hear the word of God. Okay? So go to Psalms 11:19, verse 11. Okay, maybe that'll help those who don't understand what I'm saying. But you have to stay focused. And sometimes it's just staying focused on what he said you sent for you to do. The word of God. What does that word say you need to be doing at that time? Or do you need to be focused on this distraction over here? Whatever that sinful thing is. Whether it's snow, whether it's a man, whether it's a job, whether it's your girlfriends, your guys, you know, things that don't really make sense, things that are distractful, okay? Why is that? Because let me tell you something. When you focus on what you're supposed to be focusing on, you'll feel a whole lot better. I mean, you'll feel so much better that you won't even pay attention to the snow outside, because you'll know that you're walking into your destiny. You'll know that you're walking in your purpose. See, almost stepped out into the snow, but I had something greater to do, okay, than to get out there in that sin, get out there in that low vibration and be cold when I come back in the house. Have to cool, warm up, dry off, because yes, I'm going to get wet, because I'm going to lay in it. I want to make a snow. I want to do all those things. Chase my dog in the snow. All that fun stuff. But some told me, don't take your tail out there and put your shoes on your dog when you send them out. See? So, back to the five steps to staying out of low vibration. Staying out of sin, staying far away from things that you already know caused you grief, things that you already know done got you in trouble, people that you already know are no good, people that you know are bad news. When they come around, something bad happening, they always try to put you in the middle of it. Be mindful of that. Don't be the person that always end up listed with a group or a person or thing that you really shouldn't have been around in the first place. So just be mindful of that. Stay away from it. You see your friends out there doing wrong, don't go join them to feel right. Please stay focused. Pay attention. Recognize. Okay? Just stay away from it. And another step, which is the fourth step you can do, you can get somebody to hold you accountable. We all need accountability. We all need somebody that can say, hey, you know you're getting out of line. Or when you know you've gotten off your track of high vibration, you stop meditating, you stop eating red meats and foods that is bringing you low vibrational energy, because you don't know what happened to that animal when the animal passed away. So now you don't intake some garbage that is garbage in, garbage out, right? So now you're having all these emotional energies and emotions that are not of you. So you gotta recognize, one, stay focused, two, okay, stay away from, three, get you accountability partner, get you a life coach, somebody that's gonna come and walk with you and tell you, hey, listen, you got this, and let me tell you how you gonna get it. If you don't know how to get it, I'm going to help you get it, okay? And that's what we're here for at Go Getter Lifestyle Radio. We're here to help you get it. And this is five steps of staying out of low vibration, or some may say staying out of sin. Just keep your tail out of the snow. And it was so real. It was all around my yard, the roof, the front yard, the backyard, the side, the front yard, the house, the cars. It was snow in the middle of the I could have took a sled, an ice, a cardboard box, and just slid down my street. Ooh, I could have had so much fun. But I would have been all wet and mushy and gushy when I got in the house. Probably would have caught a cold. Who knows? So you have to stay mindful. And I guess this is why I got this word. So again, get you an accountability partner, someone that's going to hold you accountable, someone that you trust, someone that you can talk to and not be judgmental. Someone that is going to hold you accountable to the to your goals and your aspirations. Someone that supports your goals and aspirations. Like, don't go telling this stuff to people who don't have goals and don't have aspirations themselves, because they wouldn't understand you. Maybe you don't even understand you. Maybe you never had goals. Maybe you never had aspirations. But I'm here to tell you, Go Get a Lifestyle, we're here to give it to you. We're here to make sure you walk away knowing that you are somebody worth. You are worthy, okay? You are worthy of everything that you ever imagined. If it's the car, if it's the house, if it's the man, if it's the job, you're worthy of it. You are worthy of having exactly what you want, okay? So again, get you an accountability partner. Just stay away from it. Focus. What's your purpose? What are you supposed to be doing? Firstly, recognize what you feel like when you walked in the room. Okay, this don't feel right. All right, let me go home. Or you going to sit there and you going to let him just take your clothes off? No. You said no. You know what, before marriage? And you mean that. Stay focused. Don't let the furry white snow get you distracted into this low vibrational season, y'all. Because we're going into 1,000 years of peace. Yes. But not only peace, you get the reward of peace, which is all of the high vibrational things that you can imagine. Love, peace, honesty, encouragement. Just imagine you walking up the street and somebody say, "Oh wow, you are doing such an amazing job. I just want to say congratulations on the work that you've been doing. I can see your stride, I can see your walk, I can see your talk. I know you out there doing your thing, and I just want to congratulate you." Right there on the spot, you know? Or you in line, you getting ready to pay for coffee, and the person behind you say, "I got that. Go right ahead." And as that person behind you get ready to pay for your coffee, the person behind him say, "I got that. You go right ahead, sir." Person behind him say, "You know what? I got all of that in these people behind me." That is what I'm talking about. So if you're not ready for it, and you out there looking for low vibrational ways of being, you out there hanging with low vibrational people, you out there dealing with nonsense that is not of your higher self, y'all better take my Love Yourself First boot camp. I'm going to tell you, because at this point, you got to learn. You have to learn to, one, forgive yourself, then love yourself, okay? Then forgive. Oh, after you forgive yourself, you have to forgive others now. We can't just go around here forgiving ourselves for the stuff that we've done that we know we ain't right for, we feel guilty about, that really we shouldn't probably feel guilty about, but we still want to repent. That's number 5. Get on to it. Repent. Repent. I guess I'm stepping into number 5. Number 5 is to repent for those actions that you took when you wasn't being mindful, when you walked in the room and you knew it didn't feel right and you did it anyway. You told the man no before marriage and you did it anyway just to prove your love. That job did not go along with your morals and your standards in life, but you did the job anyway. You lied to people just to be in a position. Come on now. Is that high vibrational to you? Is that God-like to you? I'm talking to the real gods out there. I'm talking to the ones that know what I'm talking about. Have you decided that you're not going to live this low vibrational life? Have you made the choice to step into this 1,000 years of peace and harmony? Are you still stuck in 3D? Because love, peace, and harmony is 5D, y'all. That's the fifth dimension. And that's what we're stepping into. And that's why I want you all to be protected. That's why I talk about the index thing. That's why I have Shelly on the show. Because listen, this information is real talk. That's why we're going to talk about it. But when I got that word, don't you take your tail out there in that snow and get distracted. You better go over there and take care of your business. So, that's a word. Then he broke it down to me in 5 steps. So did y'all get that? I hope you did. Please tell me you got that. So once you got to recognize when you're about to sin, you'll feel a tingly feeling in your bones. Just won't feel right. Go back to focusing number 2 on what your purpose is. Is this aligned with your purpose? Is this aligned with your higher self? If it's not, don't do it. Recognize it, and knowing that you're going to focus on your purpose means 3, you're just going to stay away from it. You're going to avoid those type of things, those type of people, those type of situations, those types of, you know, you're just not going to get involved. And yeah, it may look high vibe. Everybody out there slaying up and down the street on their cardboard and their little sleds and they makeshift sleds and they got on their hats and their gloves, but they all got to go in the house with. And guess what? While they was out there sledding, I was in here grinding. And that's the difference. That is the difference. So, number 4, I have an accountability partner. Yes, I coach people. I hold people accountable all the time. I've helped hundreds, maybe thousands of people. Who knows? I don't know who I've touched over the years. I've been in radio since 2008. I started right here at Blog Talk Radio. But what I'm saying is I may have touched some people that I don't know about. But in return, instead of me not wanting to hold myself accountable, I got me a life coach to held me accountable. I invested in me. So it's nothing wrong with investing in who you are and where you're going. But you have to know where it is you're going, and you have to stay focused. And that fifth way, that fifth step, staying out of low vibration, staying out of sin, staying your tail out of the snow, is just repent for everything that you've done. Say you're sorry. You can even call up a few people and apologize, write an apology letter, maybe do a public statement, whatever the case may be. But repent for what you've done and stay focused and don't go back to it. Pay attention to what you feel. Pay attention to how you feel when you're getting ready to step into a situation, because you never know when that situation may be that one to take you away from your higher self, may be the one to take you away from your greatest purpose in life or what you're supposed to be doing. Do you know what your purpose is? Are you living your purpose? Y'all, I had to sit back for a whole year, one whole year, and evaluate and strategize and take action. Those are the 3 things that I did in 22, because my 21, people messed over me. My 22, my 2020 was wonderful. I was exposed to myself with all these gifts that I had, all these talents, all these products that I was able to create out of natural herbs. I went to school. I became a certified herbal specialist where I can coach you on how to create these special herbs. Like, I did so much in 2020. It just really helped me reflect. Everything was so beautiful. And then 21, I let people take advantage of me. And I'm going to get into that. But in 22, I had to sit back and I had to reflect because I didn't understand why I felt like I couldn't come out and speak to you guys. Why did I feel like I had to take a back seat to my own life and just observe the people in it and really take a bird's eye view? I tell you, if some of you ever took a bird's eye view of your life, you do a whole lot of exterminating. A whole lot. And then, if you're walking in your purpose, when you step back and reflect, you're going to realize there's some Judas at your table. And they might be family. They might be friends. They might be coworkers. They might even be your neighbor. Been your neighbor for years. Y'all done borrowed food and sugar from each other. Y'all done barbecued at each other's house. Y'all done met each other's family. But that could be the Judah. So be mindful. Sit back. And when I sat back all that time, all last year, when I just took a break, I felt like I was being held up. Like, you better not open your mouth. You better not say nothing. If you say something, you better not say, I don't know what it was, but it was an energetic thing. So I just continued to focus on myself. I continued to stay out of low vibrational activities. I continued to stay away from low vibrational people. When I felt like low vibrational situations occurring, I stepped back from them. I did not involve myself in them. I did not try to see what it would be. I did not indulge in premarital activities. None of that. Because I don't have time for low vibrational activities. So let's be clear, guys. I'm not talking this because I'm just talking. We talking about it because it's real. If I went through it last year, who else went through it? Call me the next time. Call me this time. Leave me a comment. Go check me out. Hey, listen, if y'all want to subscribe to my channel, do so, please. You can leave a comment. You can also donate and keep us going. So we bring on special guests. We're going to talk about some things. Okay? You can do that by going to PayPal. PayPal is gbpaypalme.com/gb2k. Okay? And if you want to donate by Cash App, it's $GB2KDFSD. Hit us up, don't be scared. And if you'd like to be a guest, hit us up at guest@gogetterlifestyle.com. That's guest@gogetterlifestyle, LYFE. STYELE.com. Okay? Stay close. Go get indexed. Go check out my family. Go check out my family, y'all. Go check out my family and go save your family. Don't forget, go over there to SOVCPR.com. That's SOVCPR.com. Thank me later. Again, this is your girl, Go Getter, Tracy Brooks, here at Talk to Tracy Brooks Live on Go Getter Lifestyle Radio. I enjoyed y'all today. I hope y'all take heed to those five steps to stay in our low vibrationals, low vibration, and sin. And next I'll talk about the steps to raise your vibration, which is part of my masterclass of Loving Yourself First Relationship Bootcamp. Okay? But I love you all. Now go love yourself. And do something today you haven't done before. Like pay it forward. Like the man in the store that paid for the man in front of him. And then the man that paid for them. And then the man that paid for them. That's where we're going. You might as well get some practice. Thank you for chiming in. I hope to see you next time. And hey, listen, don't forget, I love you all. God bless.
Greetings. I'm Shelley Bowling, Administrator for the Global Reset. I'd like to tell you about my boss, Dr. Hindu I.L. Henderson, Ad Hoc Chief Justice for the Universal World Court. He gave $875 billion to restore the global financial system to an asset-backed system. The value of his portfolio now is over $900 trillion in clean funds. He also restored sovereignty to mankind by a system called indexing. To find out more about Dr. Henderson and the Global Reset, please go to our website, SOV. Greetings. I'm Shelley Bowling.
CM20G, what time is it?
I don't know. I don't know why these places acting like they can't love no female G's. But check this out. About 3 a.m. and die.